The Department of Corrections says more than 100 communities have drawn up their own ordinances that spell out where sex offenders can live. The department says it's created an incoherent patchwork where one community tries to one-up its neighbor by coming up with tougher restrictions. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Fred Kessler says by making it harder to find a place to live, these communities are making the state less safe.
They are forcing local sex offenders into other communities, or worse, forcing them underground and making others less safe.
Kessler is sponsoring a plan that would end the patchwork of local ordinances. Around 20 lawmakers have signed on, split roughly down the middle between Republicans and Democrats. But it's staunchly opposed by the communities that have drafted these ordinances, including Wauwatosa. Mayor Jill Dedeer told a panel of state lawmakers at a public hearing that communities like hers are better positioned than the state to decide where offenders should not live.
The fact that you want to take away that ability for us to empower our police force, have safety for our community, and do what we feel is right, I think is not the direction in which this state, this body, should go.
About 4,800 sex offenders are currently under supervision by the State Department of Corrections, but there are another 8,900 who've served their sentences but are still restricted by these local ordinances. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.